What is up, beautiful people, and welcome to season 2, episode 39. Now, I know I am way behind, and y'all know a nigga been going through it, alright, but I'm feeling a little bit better, and going through my hardships helped me see a different perspective, so it helped me be a little bit more optimistic and a lot more accepting of things that I cannot change. So when, you know, it's that true thing of like when you accept the acceptance, it's that true relief of surrendering that actually isn't a bad thing. Like, it's a good thing. Like, you're letting go of the weight. So that's what I did, like, mentally. You know, you're still coming out of it, but I'm feeling a lot better. But again, we also, if you're into astrology, we were also into retrograde in Pisces back in August and September. And then we had those two blue moons in August, one in the beginning and one at the end. So it was very emotional. I was going through it. So honestly, I really didn't want to be like making episodes, as y'all saw, like towards the end. Like honestly, the episode prior to the last two, the one where a life, that was like realistic current event, like, oh my God, boom, boom, boom. But like, what I was going through with the aftermath of like when I came out of everything and was like processing it, it was just a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. So I really didn't want to be unleashing all of that emotional roller coaster of stuff, but I still wanted to like clue y'all in on what was going on with me. And like, I just needed a little space. Like, normally I would be like more story times. Like, I have to redo my story times. That was another reason why I wasn't making episodes, because like I told y'all, I had episodes ready. Okay, I had story times. I had over 40 story times that would last me up to like literally like a couple of years with y'all, and y'all could have learned a lot about my childhood and cute little memories. But as I started to unravel the truth of what was blinding me, I realized a lot of things that I thought were truth were lies. So now it's hard for me to look back at the memories and talk about them authentically, knowing what I know now. You know what I mean? So that's why I will no longer be doing story times, unless it pertains to something of me that I've experienced directly. I probably won't be dipping and dabbing into the cutesiness of my childhood. It'll more be, I'm gonna start being more direct. Because honestly, not specifically what I've went through, but I know that other people have had difficult childhoods, and I'm not alone. And I want to talk about it and be a voice, because this has to be, we have to bring more awareness to situations like this. Otherwise, it's going to multiply through even more generations to come. And if you can go through the trauma, you can talk about it. And you made it through alive and well to talk about it, why not, you know? So, I think I'm going to be a little bit more serious. I'm not going to be so much cutesy. I was going to be more sexy. I told y'all I was getting more sexy. But that's when I was on TikTok and I was doing my TikToks and stuff like that. But I kind of gave up on the TikTok algorithm because I don't really want to be chasing, you know, the cat and mouse chase. It got boring, you know. At first it was entertaining because I was getting feedback, but then after a while it was like, you know what, You're not getting anything that you're giving way more than you're getting back, and it's not even fun anymore. And if you're not enjoying it, then what are you doing it for? You know what I mean? So I'm really practical like that in a lot of ways. So, you know, it's easy with you guys. You know, I don't promote my podcast. I may put it on social media from time to time, but I really just let my podcast naturally grow by meeting other people on other platforms. Like, I have other things that I do. You know, I have OnlyFans, I have a Twitter, I have a TikTok, Snapchat, you know, Instagram. So I'm pretty social, but I don't talk about the same topics on each platform. So I meet people and I tell them about my podcast, and some people fuck with it and they add me, and some of those people are listening to this episode right now, you know, because they were one of the people that got on the wave. So I appreciate y'all. But I'm really not trying to. What I learned from TikTok is that for me as an individual, I'm not speaking as a whole, as like for everybody. I don't want to be a cat and mouse chase artist. If I produce something, I create something, I want to put it out there and I want it to organically grow. You know what I mean? Just like I did with my Twitter. I didn't, you know, I did a lot of like, oh, check my shit out. But I wasn't putting it on every platform. I wasn't talking to every single person. You know, I went on certain sites, I promoted my shit, and now I just let it organically grow. I don't really trip about it, you know? I'm not like, oh, everybody retweet my stuff, and no. If you come on, you come on. If you like my shit, you like my shit. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? So, I am just trying to allow what energy deserves my attention. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes when you go seeking for shit, people find you looking and they distract you. And then you think that, oh, that's what you were looking for, and it wasn't. You know what I mean? And a lot of people get caught up in that. So I just want to I want to be the magnet in this sense. I don't want something pulling me to it, trying to figure out where it's at. I want to bring it to me. So basically I'm in my manifestation phase of my life, you know, really cleansing my soul palate and just enjoying myself. Like, I really am enjoying my own. Like, I've already been an old man since I was a kid, so me being by myself is not the problem, but just enjoying who I am, my character, my demeanor, and just knowing that I deserve the best and it will come my way. I just gotta stay positive, and sometimes that's easier said than done, because I know damn well, you know, in the future I'm gonna be cynical about something. I'll be like, oh my God, I was talking about that mess on my podcast, but it's moments like this that I need to remember so that I can hold on, you know. And I think that's for everybody, you know. That's another reason why I do my podcast anyway, so that I have a time capsule. But all that to say, I just want to organically grow with you guys. So I see you guys, I see my views going up, and I appreciate people who tell each other, you know, about me. I really do. I am feeling a lot better. We're out of that Pisces retrograde, and I'm not feeling as emotional, so I'm able to process and talk about my feelings and do it calmly, because again, I don't like being all emotional like that. But again, I did want to make a few episodes of transparency, because I don't want to always come out here talking about, hey, let's talk about a cute little fun memory in the past, like, or let me talk about current events of somebody else. Like, if you're going to, you know, hear about Late with Nate, you need to know who Nate is, you know what I mean? So I at least wanted to be transparent with you guys every now and again. But again, due to my traumas, I'm not going to be always as open, but my cancer side will always, you know, soften me up a bit from time to time. But yeah, I really appreciate y'all for sticking on, because I know I have not made an episode since like July, and I'm very sorry for that. But I was going through a lot of shit, and I did not want to be a bummer on everybody and just, you know, be all, because that one episode where I was just like, I wasn't even talking a part of it. It was just like dead air. Like, but I recorded it because I wanted to give transparency. And I told y'all, even where y'all don't hear my voice, you're going to hear the background music. So we all good up in this bitch. But, you know, I don't want to be like that every episode, because that's depressing. Like, that was a whole mood. And, I know I made people feel funky, but it wasn't about that. I just wanted to share my experience, because, like, I know I'm not the only one that goes through family traumas and feeling alone and exiled and things like that. So I just wanted to be a voice for people out there. If you feel alone, you're not alone. And I'm definitely going to be on more now that I'm feeling a lot better. As you can tell, I'm much more energetic. I definitely. And I ate some food earlier, so I'm feeling good. You know. I am just stick with me. I'm still going to make 30 episodes. I'm still going to complete the 30 episode mark by the end of this. I'm definitely going to catch up, because this is literally episode 39. And oh my god, I'm so behind, and December's 20th is like right around the corner. So we got some work to do, honey. Ah, Lord. I got some work to do, because I didn't even make 10 episodes. It is like, what? Come on. You should have been doing this. But I was going to do it. So, but now that I've processed everything, I'm gonna be more talkative and try to like dissect everything. But yeah, it's good to be back, like for real, for real. I will be making episodes more frequently to make up for the episodes that I missed. So if I randomly, y'all know I got ADHD, so if I randomly just make an episode like 4 days from now, don't be surprised, because that means a nigga, his mental is working again. Because when I'm in mental fog, like, I just be like scatterbrained like that, like a episode here, episode there. That's why I was trying to keep it even, like at least give it out every 2 weeks. But yeah, so I will get with y'all and give y'all a little bit more insight on what's going on. It's just been a lot.
Oh, okay.
And then that was another thing too, like, part of the time, like, you know how when you be going through some darkness and like it be so dark that you even think that's the good people? It's bad. Like, that's where I was going through my confusion. So that's another reason why I didn't really want to talk. Because, like, you know, my episodes are permanent. Like, I can always delete these and make another episode, but it's like, it's just the point. Like, you have to. I don't want to speak things that I don't mean. You know, and I damn sure don't want to be having an audience and being a voice and a leader in that shit before. And I'm talking nonsense, but then I'm going back on my word and stuff like that. Like, I don't want to be that type of person. So that's another reason why
And it is not like often like that. Because we made it through episode 31, the first season, really, really good. So it's not like this is like a reoccurring thing. It's just, you know, just like they say, your 20s is a motherfucker. So anybody who worried about not having their stuff together or everything that they ever wanted in their 20s, don't feel bad, because you're not supposed to. And if you are, then you got really lucky. And you have, and 9 out of 10, you have a good family foundation. So that's why. But most of the time, you know, it's hard. So don't feel bad if you're in your 20s and you don't have everything together. But best believe my 30s and my 40s is gonna be lit. I'm not throwing a pity party. I'm not gonna stay in the funk forever. I'm just gonna heal. And I'm gonna get my groove back like Stella. Like Miss Angela Bassett, okay? And, oh, speaking of Angela Bassett, did y'all just see her do that catwalk somewhere in New York City? Oh my God. The woman, the body on that woman. I swear, that would be the woman I would go straight for. I don't care. I was like, wow. Angela Bassett, Simaholic too. Simaholic. Oh my God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Who else? It was somebody else, but oh well, obviously Rihanna, like hello. Come on. Y'all know I be talking about Riri all the time. Well, who else? Who else was it? I would say Selena Gomez, simply due to the fact that I think I would know how to treat her right, because we both have the same birthday, but our placements are different. Like, she's the Aries moon, but I'm a Leo sun, and she's a Leo sun. And she's a Leo cusp, and I'm a Leo cusp. So we complement each other in other areas. You know what I mean? And I wouldn't want to just, like, have sister. Like, I would want to actually, like, love her. Like, marry her, have kids, stuff like that. But I think that would just be the cutest dynamic ever. Like, we have the same birthday, but we have slightly different personalities within ourselves, but we understand each other very well because, well, it's the same damn birthday. So, yeah, I think that would be just absolutely adorable. And then, you know, I'm Black and Cuban, and like she's Latin, and so it's a very mixed dynamic. You know, we're very different people. We look very different, but yet we're a lot similar in a lot of ways. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Now, how the hell we got talking about that? I don't know. That's how you know I ate food, because I think you're just randomly talking about shit. So, yeah. But what else was I about to say? I will unpack. Cause I don't even know where to really start. As far as like the trauma, I don't even know really start with the trauma necessarily. It's just like, I don't know how to break it down. I really don't. It's so much to break down. But trust and believe, everything will be brought to the light. Can't do bad forever. You think you can, but you can't. I don't even. I don't even know how to unpack it. I don't even know how to say it. I really don't. Who will I start from? We got so many family members. Honestly, guys. Okay, you did not have to burp like that. My dog just burped loud as well. Honestly, guys, I don't even fucking know. I would have to unpack it. I would have to unpack it and like really process, because I just came out of the fog of it. You feel me? Where I can feel good and I had to accept, but I haven't like broken down to actually like, how am I gonna say it all out? Because if I just randomly start talking, it's a little bit of everything. So it's not gonna make sense. It's gonna be like, oh my God, what? You know, it is, you do that. Like, you just. Hold on, let me see here. There once was a man, it was testified. Say no. Okay. Let me get some ice cream. It's so much. And I think I'm gonna start from my point of view. And then I'll dive more into my childhood. Like, I'll start from recent and like move my way back. I fell in love with someone about, well, I fell in love with someone 6 years ago. And ironically, today is his birthday. So it goes to show the amount of strength that I have. Because, you know, I'm not emotional. I thought about it. I acknowledged that today was his birthday, but it didn't affect me. Like, when I first, like moved on and let go, it was so emotional. It felt like I was doing something wrong. But it was, like, all that, it was, like, I was breaking the chains, you know? And I fell in love with someone who I didn't know and didn't know me right away. I didn't love myself, so I was very vulnerable. And I expressed that to him. I knew I was dealing with my family traumas and distractions. And although I had a job, I had my own spot. I was in college, because that's how we met. He was my Uber driver. And we met when I was going to school, and we started talking. And I didn't think anything of it because, you know, with me being disabled, most people don't talk to me because they're shallow. They think I'm mentally retarded, and yet if they knew I was as intellectual as this, to have my own podcast and make music and have social media and write a book and have a college degree, like I have a bachelor's degree in TV and radio, but because you see me walking, you know, with a slouch, you think I'm mentally retarded, and that's just how shallow people have been. So when somebody showed interest in me, you know, I felt like, oh wow, this guy must really like me, because, you know, you see what you're working with and you're still interested. So I take that as a good sign and I give him a shot. And, you know, being a Cancer, I get vulnerable because we want to be loved. We want to be valued. We want to be appreciated. And really, we just want to be loved up on. We just want to be big babies. Like, we just want to take care of you, and we want you to take care of us. The yin to the yang, you know? So, it was really good at first. You know, I saw a lot of red flags, you know? There was a lot of narcissism. But I didn't pay attention to it at first because I liked the attention. I liked being wanted and having somebody check on me and buy me things. You know, I'm not the most materialistic thing, the most materialistic person in the world. But it was nice to have somebody spoil me with gifts, you know. Now, over time, that shit got played out because I knew what it entitled. You know, at first it was just to win me over, but then it was like, nah, I'm doing this because I'm doing this behind your back type shit. And once I realized that, I rejected it. And he peeped that shit, and then it was just flat out, well, I don't like you anymore because you see my bullshit. And now I don't have to put up my mask and be fake. And I remember a time where I was sitting there, I came downstairs, I ordered some things for the dogs, and he had his door open, so I just enthusiastically mentioned to him that I had got some stuff for the dogs, and I was gonna show it to him. And he was sitting on the edge of his bed, and he had this look on his face of exhaustion, you know, it was like, I'm tired of looking at this motherfucker. But he put a face on that was like, you know, I'm trying to fake it till I make it type look. And I didn't acknowledge it at first because I tried to disassociate it as, you know, not taking it personal. But I had remembered that my mom used to look at me the same way from time to time. And I used to think she was sad, but really it was her being tired of me. So when I saw that in his face, that was not too long after I moved too. And when I saw that in his face, you just know when you get older, you just stop putting up with shit, you know? I spent 6 years with this dude. So you come to a point where you gotta grow up, you know what I mean? Like, you gotta stop fearing being on your own and thinking you can't. Because it really was just, I know I can do this shit, it's just expensive. Like, living is expensive as hell. Even if you live in a cheap-ass state, stuff is still expensive. You know what I mean? So I can only imagine how people feel, like, in New York and shit like that. Or somebody that lives in Australia, like, oh my God. Because the amount of money that you spend just to live somewhere is insane. That's insane. Like, I have a friend in Australia with my Soul Collective group. And she has a son that has roommates, and her son alone pays $700 in rent. Do you understand what I'm saying? And he has roommates. So that means $700 each per person. That's insane. You know what I mean? So it was really just that. I really feared, oh my God, can I really pay all these bills and do all this stuff on my own? And once I put myself out there, I really realized I can. Like, I got two dogs, I can handle them, you know? And they understand me and I understand them. And we just love each other so much. It's such a good bond, such a healthy bond. So, you know, shit is expensive. So, you know, a nigga never had no extra money. But my bills is paid and that's all that matters. But, hold on, y'all, I'm eating ice cream. But, oh shit, that's a good sound. Okay. Hold on, y'all. I ain't had no ice cream in a minute. I'm like fangirling. And I bought this ice cream called Eddie's. I don't know what it is, but this ice cream's so soft. Oh my God. It's like that, it's soft like pudding. It's almost like that, it's almost like that ice cream truck ice cream. That soft serve type shit. Mm-hmm. Mmm. I wonder if I throw a little cinnamon on here, what would happen? But yeah, I mostly just lived in fear of thinking that I couldn't do shit on my own. Because I'm disabled. And knowing that I wouldn't barely have no money. But that was at the sacrifice of my peace, my happiness, and my sanity. You know what? I hate when that happens, when I get a notification. And because it's permanently in the episode, and I so hate that. I'll be forgetting to put it on silent. I'm so sorry, y'all. But, and then on top of it, it was a fucking Monopoly Go notification. You know what I'm saying? So you ruined this motherfucking 1 second for a Monopoly, bitch. But anyway, yeah, it was just the fear of thinking like, oh, I can't do this on my own because I'm disabled, and how am I gonna take care of my dogs? Like, my doggies, unfortunately, oh, that was something else that happened. So I'm out walking my dogs, right? Footsie, which is my little baby, he the runt of the family. And he the biggest baby, the biggest protector, but he's so stubborn, like he do what he wanna do. And he fucked around and ate something outside while we were walking and got sick. Man, oh man, I thought the worst case scenario. I thought he had parvo, I thought he was gonna die. So I take him to the vet. Thank God, all he needed was some antibiotics and a penicillin shot. Because after that, he ate some food really good and then he threw up. And it was just this little dark mass that didn't want to process and go through his body, thank God. Because the thing about that is, the reason why your body doesn't allow certain things to go through your entire body is because if it does, it's going to go through your entire, like your bloodstream, your organs. And that's going to affect things going through. So it's going to do more damage. So that's why it'll stay locked in one place to say, hey, this can't go any further. This isn't allowed. But yeah, I thought worst case scenario. Think like, oh my God, you know, because a lot of times dealing with intestinal problems, you know, it gets expensive. So I'm thinking like, oh my God, I can't afford this. It's gonna die. I lost my baby. You know, because I've been through a lot in my life, so I'd be prepared for the worst nowadays. But it turns out he just ate some bullshit and needed to throw it up. And by the grace of God, I had just enough money to get him some antibiotics, get him that penicillin shot, and go back home. And I was so mad at him because I was like, the little extra money I had, and I wasn't trying to spend that. I was trying to spend that on food. But I was trying to wait, you know, like do it a little bit later. But I was so grateful that I had it because, you know, if I didn't, it would have been a whole nother story. So, just to give insight to me, I have went through more challenges in the short little time I've been, you know, on my own again. And I've done a lot of new things. A lot of new things. And I'm like, oh my God, I should have been doing this shit. You know what I mean? So, even though it is a struggle to survive, there is honor in surviving. You know what I mean? Because you're achieving life. You know, you're pressing on. There's respect, there's honor, there's integrity in that. Because when you live in that fear, fear is false evidence appearing real. F-E-A-R. And had I still stayed in that fear, I still would have been there today. You know? And I still hope you have a good birthday. You know, I really don't wish him well. You know, I have my flashbacks of things and I, you know, I'll get upset. But it's mostly in myself. You know? Because I didn't love myself enough to do better. But now I do. And I know I'm not always going to be as optimistic as I am right now. But I'm a lot better and level-headed than I was when I first moved in here back in May, because that's why I was getting choppy with the episodes, because I was like, I was going through it, like processing my life and just looking at everything being like, is this even worth it? Like, but I think we all felt like the one in the towel giving up, wondering what's all this for. You know, you still wonder what's it all for, but there's a reason why you don't want to kill yourself. That's all I'm gonna say. So I want to value that because it's a reason. So we should see it through and wait it out. And nobody is that powerful that you have to take your own life. It shouldn't be that powerful. They really shouldn't. And that's where loving yourself comes into play. Because if you have to kill yourself because somebody doesn't love you, then you don't love yourself enough. Because you should love yourself enough not to want to kill yourself because somebody doesn't love you. You know? And I heard or read a beautiful quote. If somebody comes back to you that hurt you and treated you like shit, they didn't come back to you because you needed them. They came back to you because you're the only one that treated them the best. And I know a lot of my narcissistic people that I've loved and cared about. One is specifically messaged me recently, and I just thought it was so funny because they had so much to say about, you know, they had such an offstanding stance on my last statement about how they were treating me as a friend. And they, you know, I got they energy, and they backed up for a while, for like a good year. And now all of a sudden it's like, what's up? What? I thought you couldn't take your own medicine. I thought you couldn't hear the truth of yourself. You know, so now you want to be all trying to be my friend again. And you realize the narcissistic people, when you change, they follow you. You know what I mean? Like, when you were kicking and screaming, they weren't acknowledging you. But then when you stopped talking and you moved away, then they like, where you going? And then they follow you. Why? You weren't acknowledging me this whole time, so why you care now that I moved in a different direction? You know, so this part of my life is just helping me pick up on bullshit. You know, just learning that you got... I read a beautiful scripture quote. I'm not really... Y'all know I'm not really the most religious person, but sometimes them scriptures, they be hidden. And I read something in Proverbs that said, you must protect your heart, for everything you do flows through it. And I just thought that was so beautifully put. Like, you gotta be solid within yourself, because if you allow things to break you, you will become the darkness that's around you. Like, it's going to happen. So you gotta keep yourself afloated so you don't get up out of it. No, but for real, you gotta keep your head up, you know. And I say this to say to myself too, because God knows I was going through it, and I'm still gonna go through it in the future. It ain't like this gonna be the last day, you know. But I'm feeling good enough to talk to y'all, and you know, I've come to peace with a lot of things. So, and then I'm just realizing I want to finish up my 29s. Like, I'm understanding this is my detox year. I was wondering, like, ooh, I'm going into October, and I ain't really did shit with my 29, you know. And soon it'll be January, and it'll be right back around the corner. So, you know, but I really think this is just my detox year. So my 30s and my 40s will be lit, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully, you know, by my 40s, I can settle down. Really, I hope by my 30s. I don't really want to be out here in my 40s, but I hope I'm happy in my 30s and my 40s. And then, like, I settle down and just be cop-copping and 69 and till I'm wrinkled up raisin, you know? Shit. But, yeah. I'm grateful for the lessons. I don't like how they came about, but I'm grateful for them, because God knows 7 years ago, I was a mess. Like, when I was 20, 21, oh my God. I felt like being 20 and 21, stuck in the house, I felt like I wasn't living. I felt like I was doing something wrong. And here I am, 29, and that's all I want to do. All I want to do is be an old man with my smokes, with my dogs, and my house. That's literally it. And if I could do any pleasures, look after my grandma, get some tattoos, write my book, make my money, period. I got my soul collective. Done. Like, I did not appreciate the solitude. I thought that was a bad thing. Like, I thought, like, why are you 20 years old and you still... Because I would have been so comfortable. I mean, I am now. I am now, because I already did that as a kid, but I just thought, I did it as a kid. I'm doing it in my 20s. I shouldn't still be doing this, right? Like, it's got to be a problem, and it wasn't. And God, did I learn my lesson. Because the universe was like, okay, you want some attention? All right, I'm going to get you some attention, but you ain't going to like it. And I don't. And I didn't. So, I appreciate the lessons, though, because they made me stronger. They helped me appreciate me, because I wasn't appreciating my own character for a long time. I always got talked down to thinking that I was wrong. So I thought like how I think and feel was a bad thing. But then when I started meeting more narcissistic people, I started standing true in who I was, because it was like, you know what? I am all right, because I didn't got this far because of who I am. So I ain't about to sit here and feel bad because you don't like it. I do. And that's all that matters. And when I started realizing that, that's when things started falling apart, because it was like, oh shit, he waking up. So, yeah. Oh, and on light to dating, I'm not. I've been single pretty much my whole life, because when I really think about it, aside from this 6-year relationship, all of my other relationships prior to that was just a bunch of niggas that was too scared to come out, and weekend flings, you know what I mean? I thought it was a whole relationship, but we only see each other on the weekend. But granted, I was like 18, 19 years old, so give me some credit, y'all. I was a baby. I'm almost 30 now, so. But yeah, I mean, honestly, my only real relationship was my latest one. And then honestly, that shit only lasted a year. And like I said, we spent 6 years together. And really, he was mentally and physically checked out after 1 year. So I'ma spend this time loving me. Cause I mean, I've been doing it anyway. I really have. Shit. Even when I was in a relationship. So, it's like, come on. It ain't nothing new. Ain't nothing new but to do. I realize how, all I'm going to say is I understand why people interracial dating. I always thought that was like a taboo thing. Like people was just doing it just to be mean. If you know your own community, you understand the injustice from the inside out. And you understand that, yeah, somebody on the outside looking in may admire the beauty of your culture or your race. But you see the bullshit within it. So you like, nah, And I finally understand why people interracial date. And I'm serious. Because that's definitely gonna, and it ain't just gonna be a white dude. It's gonna be Latin, just maybe Arabic, maybe Indian. You know. Y'all know how I feel about my Puerto Ricans though. Y'all know how I feel about my Puerto Rican poppies. So that's my main goal. A Cubano trying to find his Puerto Rican. But, yeah, I understand it, because, yeah, we do not treat each other right at all. We really don't. And we do it purposely, you know. We know how to treat each other. We know how we want to be treated, but we don't want to treat other people the way that they should be treated. Like, maybe it's too much effort. Maybe you can use it as blackmail. I don't know why narcissists do what they do. Because the biggest thing with me is that they premeditate all their shit. Like, you spend years premeditating all of that just to have it fall in your face at some point in time for you to play the victim. Really? Nobody wins here. Not even you. Don't they see that? I guess not, though. I guess they don't care. I guess it don't matter. They already played the game, huh? So, yeah. But I'm proud of myself, though. I am. Oh, my God. Old Nate could not spend 4 months crying about something and get over it and be okay. Old Nate spends years and years and years wailing and dwelling and dwelling. So I'm proud of me. I'm learning to love me and realize that time is steadily ticking. I don't got time to waste, so what am I still tripping about you? And that's why I think my subconscious decided to make an episode today, because I'm like, you know what? I'm feeling good today, and it's your birthday, so I'm gonna make an episode. Because it proves to my character that I've overcome this, that I can talk about it without being so distraught. Because God knows how I felt in, what, episode 36 or 37? The life episode, that was horrible. It was so much dead air. Thank God I gave y'all some background music. So, yeah, I don't like that. I know I have to be transparent with you guys, but I don't like being like that all the time. That's gloomy. You know, that's gloomy as fuck. But yeah, I'm just loving me and enjoying my single time. And oh, that was another thing I want to bring up. I got rid of all my social media. Like, when I first ended everything, you know, I got up online, had a one night stand or whatever, but I ain't trying to be out here catching nothing. You know what I mean? And I want to love up on somebody who love up on me. Like, really love up on me. And my dogs taught me that. Not the loving up on me part, but I saw that how they unconditionally love me. Like, we can go through something and I can discipline them, and they'll be right back in my arms, like, 2 minutes later. Because they know, like, life is short. We don't got time to be being mad at each other all the time. And they want to make up and cuddle and go to sleep and be happy. So, it really gave me a bigger perspective of, like, okay, you know what? If I'm going to have sex with somebody, why not have sex with somebody that want to have sex with me? Like, genuinely, like, you into me, we vibing, we connecting. Like, why sell myself short? And I'm getting too old for that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm almost 30. Why am I sitting here doing this? You know, being like that. So, I really made it. And that's how I know, that's another reason how I know I'm loving myself, because I actually deleted it. Like, you know, I've been talking about, oh, I'm gonna delete my social media, my dating stuff. Social media for a minute. I haven't talked about that for years. And I finally got rid of it, like, for real. And I deleted everything. And it felt good. It felt liberated. And I did that. I did that, like, a month ago. I wrote down the date. But I put it, like, I had it on a sticky note. And I put it on the sticky note, and it said, give up love. Because that's just how I felt. That's how I felt in that moment. But I wrote it down. So I will tell you guys in the next episode if I remember. But it was somewhere in, like, September, like, early September. So it was like a month ago. Roughly about a month ago. So yeah, I've been okay. And then I'm coming out of my fog with the depression, and, like, I thought that was never gonna end. Oh my God. I'm just like, I can't do this. I'm gonna have to let this podcast go if I'm gonna be all, like, sad like this. It was dragging. Like, I felt bad. Like, it's ridiculous that this is the 9th episode and we're, like, going into, like, 2 more months before the end of the season. So, yeah. I gotta cram like a motherfucker. So, it's gonna be a doozy, but I'm gonna catch up with y'all. But just wait with me, because it's literally about to be, like, 20 episodes. And a month. I'm basically going to make, like, an episode every 2 days. Every 2 to 3 days, I'm going to have to make an episode. Oh, my goodness. But, yeah. I'm going to keep you guys more posted. I do not know what all is going to be coming about. Because, again, like I said, my story times are not... They're not viable anymore. And I'll explain why in the future. It's just that I don't want to be talking about memories that are tainted with the truth. So now I know things are lies, you know. But it's a lot to unpack. Okay, it's a lot to unpack within 1 hour. And a motherfucker got ADHD. Scatterbrain. Okay. Doing 3 million things at the time. Time. So, absolutely not Dr. Bob. I'm gonna have to get with y'all an episode 40. But I am really happy that we have come up to this milestone of almost episode 40. So thank y'all for sticking with my slowpoke ass. But like I told y'all in the story of the hare and the tortoise. I want a tortoise so bad. Y'all hear me? I was about tortoise. tortoise. Who won the race, bitch? The slowpoke. So I'm gonna be a slowpoke to the day I die. Cause I know I'm gonna win the race. La la la. That didn't rhyme, but I still got it on time. Alright, that's enough. But I definitely will keep y'all posted on the next episode. Thank y'all for sticking with me. Thank y'all for enjoying the return of Nooch. For real, let's stop. I will not be skipping out again. I'm going to be back in action. Now, my scatterbrain may come about, but I'm still going to be making more episodes. And I am happy that we are coming up on our little 40th episode milestone. But it's about to be a whole lot of, in the next few months because I think I gotta catch up. Thank God I started the season towards late December, so I got a little extra time. But yeah. oh my God, I appreciate y'all. I really do. And to the ones that fell off, hey, I'm sorry I had to lose you, but it was either you or myself, and I can't let myself go. I'm sorry you couldn't see my greatness. I'm sorry that you chose not to do better. But I want to do better, and I am doing better, and I am better, so I will do better. And I still wish you all the best, but I must finally depart. I must say, from the beginning of my 20s to the end of my 20s is a completely different mindset, and I couldn't be any happier with it. I really couldn't. I see the challenges that I had to face in order to overcome certain things. But I'm very grateful. Because, man, I was so fixated on one thing, I didn't see what else was, all the stuff that was going wrong around me. So, and it really is true what they say. You really do have everything you need from within. And if you have peace with yourself, you really will be okay. You know? So, self-love journey is a rough one, and it's a long journey, bitch. You know, I've been doing this shit, since 2020? It's been a minute, and I'm still going down the journey. Like, bitch, how much we walking? This my crippled now. Shit, I've been walking for 2 years. All my life, I had to fight. But, no. Now, I will be back in action. And stay tuned for episode 40. But I just want to sound off by saying thank you to all of my followers. Thank you to all my listeners. Even the nosy bitches and the meanies and the narcs and the evil people, thank you. Because I must be so important that you waste your time listening to my voice. I must be so more valuable than I ever thought I ever could be. So thank you for helping me finally see that. And thank you for the people that genuinely love me and support me. I love you guys so very much. I will be back in action for real, for real. So stay tuned for more. And as always, stay safe, stay humble, and stay woke. Peace.
peace, love, light. Good night.